If I look back just a visit, the living won't be a blessing.
What's up, y'all? This is Deion Sky here. I'm chilling here with the Don Corn and D. Ricky Hippie Show. Make sure you guys check out the latest episode with your boy, Deion Sky. And peace.
At peace, but I'm mentally drained. A lot has changed in a year. I can't keep up with the pace. My eyes are aiming for what's ahead, but it needs to stay present. If I look back just a visit, the living won't be a blessing. Cause I'm just trying to find my personal legend inside this matrix. All the signs I've been seeing is telling me you must be patient. Cause flowers take time to grow, so the flow needs to be steady. Cause if I wanna make a living out of this, I have to be mentally ready. No more complaining.
Yes. Peace, YouTube. Welcome back to the Don Core and D-Rica Hippie Show. We are your hosts.
Don Core, baby.
And highest hippie in the room, D-Rica Hippie, of course. And we back at it with episode 262, if I'm not mistaken.
We moving,
you know,
son.
We moving, you know what I mean? And if y'all see, we got a special guest in the building.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes, grace in the platform.
Introduce yourself, my guy.
Yeah, man. My name is Leon Sky. Mm-hmm. I'm a rapper. I'm a singer, songwriter, guitarist, producer, actor, director as well. And thank y'all just for letting me be in y'all presence and just let me be a part of this podcast.
Man. Puerto Rico and BX only, you know?
Yes,
Leon Sky,
yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying? Y'all heard his latest single right there in the intro. Everybody needs somebody. Right?
Facts.
All right, there we go. That's what I put in the intro right there. So make sure that you guys tune into that. The link will be in the description.
Right,
you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right. But it's good to have you here, man. Pleasure is all ours. We always tell people, we created this platform for artists like such as yourself to showcase your talent and give something more than just, you know, your performance and your art. You know what I mean? So, you know, we here.
How you feeling?
I feel good, man. A little bit cold, but other than that, man,
came through with that little jacket. I was like, all right, my boy, brave.
Facts. But other than that, man, I'm just blessed, bro. I'm happy, you know, just to be here, just to be alive. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, life is dope. I can't complain.
Yeah,
life is really cool.
As long as you're breathing, man.
That's
life
a fact.
Is dope.
Every day is a new day to reinvent yourself and just like put yourself out there, you know what I'm saying, for
indeed.
The world to know, you know what I mean?
That's a fact.
Indeed.
That's a fact. So let's get into it. I want to start with that single right there, man. When was that released?
Yeah, Everybody Needs Somebody is a single, but it's also a full-length project as well. That's what the full-length project is called. Everybody Needs Somebody is it's 10 songs that I released back in December 2nd of last year.
Mm-hmm.
The main song is definitely Everybody Needs Somebody, which is the last track off that project. And basically, the title pretty much sums up the whole project. Just everybody needs somebody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I feel like us as humans, we kind of have the tendency of just toughing things out as we go. You know, but I feel like in order for us to grow, it's coming together whenever we need help. And because we're human, bro. At the end of the day, we're human. So
each
everybody.
One teach one.
That's
exactly.
A fact. That's a fact.
Exactly.
And where you get that sound from? Because I know, like, because I read a little bit of your bio, you know what I'm saying? And you, like, you picked up the guitar at an early age.
Yeah.
So where you get your mix of sounds from? Because, like, this song is, like, it's, like, not slow, but it has a pace to it, you know what I mean? But it's soulful, you know what I mean? So where you get that from?
For this that song specifically, or just my
sound? Or just your sound, but I can't say your sound in general because I went through some of your songs and it's versatile, you know what I'm saying?
Because
you rap and you sing and you do up tempo, you do slow tempo, you know what I mean?
A lot of slashes in there, as he said in the beginning.
Yeah, bro, that's a fact. So, let's touch on, because we're talking about this song, so how you came up with that for this song?
So for this song specifically,
because he make his own beats and all that type shit too, just to
yes I do I do make my own beats, facts. So for this song specifically, man, I didn't want it to be too crazy with the beat, like I just wanted to just really just get it straight to the point, you know what I'm saying? Just say what I got to say, what's on my mind. That's basically what the whole project is basically about. It's just not overthinking shit and just say what's on my mind, like right then and there at that moment. So that song specifically was just that. And for the beat and for the production was mainly just, I wanted to have it sound like a end credits kind of feel. You know what I'm saying? Like this is like
it's closing the show.
It's closing the show, but it's also like opening a whole new field in my life now for whatever is going to happen next.
Facts.
You know? And I feel like that's just a perfect song to close out the show, but also like just to open a whole new chapter.
Okay.
That's hard. And it's crazy that you say show, because isn't the song The Truman Show is on this project, right? The
Truman Show is definitely on this project. But
that one is tough. I fuck with that song right there. So,
thank you.
Like you saying, you wanted it to be a show. I wanted to talk about the artwork first, real quick.
Right.
Okay, the art cover. It was like, it's the two koi fish.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, like the yin yang sound type.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm picking up different, you know what I mean? Details from that. So what was your thinking behind the artwork?
So mainly it's there's a good amount of meaning of it for that artwork. The whole meaning, I believe, I feel like, is with the two fish, is like we don't really understand the shit that really goes on under the sea, because we don't live under the sea, of course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we just know what's above, you know, from where our platform is. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's another thing that I did for myself in the music video where I put myself underwater. You know, but we can get to that later. And basically, I wanted to have that feeling of just like literally everybody needs somebody, like not just like humans, but just like creatures below, because the way we treat each other, like the way we treat ourselves is important, because the way we treat ourselves can affect of how we treat others around us as well. You know what I'm saying? So if we don't love ourselves, we're not gonna be able to love other people. If we don't take care of ourselves, we're not gonna be able to love others as well.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
And that shit could be a butterfly effect. Like,
exactly.
Your attitude could change somebody else's attitude in that day, and it could just fuck up a whole lot of other people's
energy transfers. Especially amongst us, man, we're kinetic beings. So
because we're all human at the end of the day, like I said, and I feel like we just need the time to just heal whatever we need to go through. Because I feel like healing is very important. Like, I'm very into that shit as much as I possibly can. Like, I'm still working on myself, bro. Like, I feel like
always be working on yourself. Exactly. Everybody should be.
I just texted my best friend from junior high school, and he was like, how you? And I was like, you know, working on myself every day to better myself a little bit every day, you know what I'm saying? Because out here, it ain't nothing but bullshit right now.
100%, for real. Mm-hmm.
100%. And you also got the other song that I really fuck with on here. Is it called Waters, right?
Definitely Waters.
So you got a lot of themes with water on this project.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm guessing that goes with that explanation that you just gave. Like, we don't know exactly what's going on underneath there. But do you have another, infatuation with it?
Yeah, I feel like water is also, like, a key of balance. In some sort of sense, like, I'm a really big fan of Avatar: The Last Airbender. Like, so that's my shit. Like, I don't know if y'all ever seen that show.
Yeah.
But like, waterbending is like one of the main elements in that show. And I feel like when it comes to like just being just also present in that moment, like, I feel like that show kind of helped me a lot when just being like in that meditative state. And I feel like the waterbending kind of thing helped with that for some way, because I connected with them with like all the other benders that were in that show and shit. I connected with the waterbenders more because they were all about healing. Like I'm gonna go a little bit deep into it, but like Katara, she's a healer, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody else has a form of destruction within their elements, but she heals within her, you know, waterbending abilities. So that's basically, it's a healing project. Like, that whole project is literally a healing project within itself, you know? I mean, you're going to hear, like, obviously, it's, like, ups and downs and shit, but at the end, like, it comes together.
That's why everybody needs somebody.
Everybody needs somebody.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. Man, make sure you guys go check that project out. That's a fact.
Please.
That's a fact. So, we're going to leave that right there. We'll get back to, like, a couple other songs and everything that you got, because you got the visual to that coming out as well, or is out right now, right?
Oh yeah, it's already out. Yeah, that one.
And you got the behind the scenes and everything as well to go with it, right?
Yeah.
I like that. I wanted to go into like a little more of
you.
You know what I'm saying? So, you're Puerto Rican.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Me too. Shout out to all the Puerto Ricans.
Represent.
So you was born out there?
Yeah, I was born out there, yeah.
Okay. And you came out to New York when? At a young age?
Young age, definitely. Young age.
Okay, so when did music become... Well, I mean, it's prevalent in our lives because even, you know, I mean, all of us, like, our parents and grandparents are the ones that introduce us to music when they're cleaning or whatever the fuck they're doing, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when did it become real prevalent to you that you was like, this is something that I could do?
Yeah, so it's always been an in and out thing. Whenever I was when I was a child, like, I remember specifically when I got gifted a guitar for Christmas, and that was like the most dopest shit like ever from me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was like literally 5 years old, and then I learned it immediately because I was like, you know, like, yo, this is actually kind of, this is actually really challenging, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I went back and forth with it within the next year, and then that didn't happen. Then the next year I figured, I almost figured it out, but then it took me 4 more years to like really like finish, like I understand this instrument, be like, yo, like this is my opportunity to really do something with this thing, you know what I'm saying? And then so I learned the guitar. Yada, years later, 15, I started to make beats, you know, and I was always kind of making beats on a low, like a little bit on when I was in middle school, but I didn't take it too seriously once I got to high school. And then that's when everything started to like really take off, when you're just making songs in general. Like at first, of course, like your beginning songs are not going to be like, you know, top notch. It's not going to sound the way you want it to sound, but like, I knew that, and I was okay with that because I was in my growing process.
Yeah.
I knew, like, if
as long as you acknowledge that part, then you all right.
Exactly, exactly. Right, you know, and I'm grateful for that, too, because usually my surroundings, when I was, you know, with them, like, they heard their music, and they didn't like the way they were sounding, so they didn't continue. And thankfully, I didn't have that mindset, you know? And because I knew, like, everything just takes practice, you know?
That's all. Everything in life.
Yeah, you need that 10,000 hours, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
10,000 hours. 10,000 hours, man. But, so you started playing with the guitar first. So, like, who are some of your, like, who are some of the artists that you look up to that you was listening to at that time?
This was, you stole my question because I'm interested to hear this because
yeah,
it got to be a real interesting group.
Yeah, I got a whole range of artists that I listen to. It's not, so like with my music, right? I make all different type of sounds. Like, I don't like to stay in one box. Mm-hmm. I make all different type of music and shit. So like my favorite guitar player, let's say, I believe is John Mayer. Definitely up there. But
I know him.
I know a little something about him. I know some of our rappers fuck with him and all that type of shit. Nah.
And I've actually seen him play the guitar.
Yeah.
Bro, he's amazing.
Dave Chappelle show.
Yeah, he definitely was in the Dave Chappelle show. He worked in a lot with Mac Miller's work as well.
Yes, he did. Okay. That's a fact.
Yeah.
See? Mac Miller, man.
Mac Miller, Thundercat, you know, like.
Thundercat?
Yeah, Thundercat.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He's a dude. He's an amazing guitarist. And there's like, bro, when I say my music range is like way back, like I listened to like shit from the 80s too, you know, when it comes to guitar playing. Like, there's this one guitarist, you might maybe know him, maybe not, that's okay. His name is Stevie Ray Vaughan.
I heard the name, though.
He's a very like old, like Texas kind of guitar type thing, but that helped a lot with my sound because it's just like I like to go like all different type of like blues type shit, like jazz with like within my music, and I want to mix that within hip hop, within R&B.
Yeah.
So, and shit. Thundercat, that's him on the guitar on those songs?
Which one?
Like, any of his songs, is that him? I forget what's my the name.
Wait, I know Thundercat was on a couple songs off of Mac Miller shit.
Yeah. That's him on the guitar? Because I know he got some funny songs on his own.
I don't know how well you listen to his album of Mac Miller, like Swimming album.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Swimming is my shit.
Yeah, like What's the Use? Like, if you hear that bass, that's Thundercat. That's
crazy.
And if you hear, what's it called? The World Is So Small. It's like Small World. If you hear that guitar part, that's John Mayer. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
See, that's dope.
Rest in peace, Mac Miller, man. That was legendary.
He's a GOAT, bro.
Amazing musician.
Top 3 white rappers of all time.
Okay, so as far as, because you rap as well.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
So who are some of your rap influences?
Yeah, Mac is definitely up there. Kendrick for sure. Kendrick Lamar definitely. Cole too. Not as heavy as Kendrick, but Cole's definitely up there. Childish Gambino, I really love him. Only just because like he's kind of like I'm kind of like leading to his kind of like phase where like I'm touching base on everything, and he does that so perfectly well, which is so cool. Like, if I don't know how. Well, you guys watch Atlanta?
That's my shit.
That show is.
I finished it.
Yo, there's a lot of great shows on TV right now. But for me, that's the best show on TV right now, bro.
Yeah.
His pen game.
I won't disagree,
bro.
Like, Atlanta was amazing. I even like the episodes when they're not in it. like the
song. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, at first I was like, "What's going on?" But
it
like,
took me time.
Yeah,
it was actually dope.
It's a surrealism show.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of surrealism in it. So a lot of people won't catch on to it, but the way that he writes is so crazy. So when it goes into his music, it just bleeds out.
Mm. Exactly. Exactly. 100%. Yeah. 100%. So I agree. Yeah. Donald Glover.
Donald
is just top notch. Yeah. He's definitely like my highest inspiration, I want to say.
Okay. So now we in the teenage years. You know what I'm saying? We getting the hang of things with the beat making, with the guitar and everything. So when do you start putting yourself out there? Like, let me see if people. What were you, a shy kid when you was younger?
I was really shy. I'm not gonna lie.
So being a shy kid, like, I know what that feels like, because I used to be like that, you know what I'm saying? So it's hard to put yourself out there, you know what I'm saying, to be like, yo, I do something and I would like for you. Because then what you get back, you don't want a lot of rejection, you know what I'm saying?
You never want rejection.
Yeah, so when did you do that? Was it a talent show? Was it to your family first in the crib or something like that?
Yeah, so it took a minute.
Pulled out the guitar and said, yo.
Yo, facts. It took a minute to get myself honestly out there, you know, because it's a whole different field when it comes to just making music. It's now like you're basically showing the shit that you're going through in front of, like, not strangers, but like pretty much strangers and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, it's
fucked up because it's strangers within your range. Cause you're not going so far. You staying
and everybody.
And
it's
that one nigga that's a hater. He like this nigga.
Everybody's a
literally, bro. Literally.
So, it's tough.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just like, I didn't know what to like really how to like start this shit off. You know, I was to the point where it was just like either. I had like two options, bro. Either I just stay put and just keep this shit to myself, or I just go out there and just face my fears and just see what happens. Like, bro, like. There's so many times that I forget my lyrics on stage, that I freeze up on stage and then I don't finish my shit. Yeah. Or it's just like my nerves get to me, whatever. Like, that's just normal, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you're not the only one that happens to.
Exactly. Like, I see these like places, like let's say open mics, I see those places as like just a practice to get yourself better for the next performance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But definitely still go all out, without a doubt. Yeah. With every performance you go into, you know what I'm saying? So that took me a minute at first. Like, I started off in high school. I want to say, I think either 10th or 11th grade. I don't remember specifically. And I wasn't sharing my raps yet, but I was sharing like one of my favorite artist raps. I just basically kind of like did a cappella version of his, because I wasn't sure people really listened to him like that. He's a Christian rapper. I used to listen to a lot of Christian rap when I was in school.
Hold on, he got some bars I could recycle out here. Ain't nobody
knows him. Hello. Like, you ever heard of Lecrae?
Yeah.
It was one of his songs. But so I ended up rapping that. People were just so like amazing and whatnot. And I didn't say like, yo, like just so you know, this is not me. But like, I just kept it as is. So they just thought it was a cool performance regardless. So, but that helped me. Like, that helped me just to get through that stage presence and shit.
And then that could help you put the medicine in the candy and start putting your music out there.
Like, yeah,
I was gonna say, put some of your verses out. Probably motivated you more to like, yo, I gotta do this now.
I had to, you know, because like music is everything, bro. Like, honestly, like, but not even just music, but just creating it in general is just everything to me. And if I feel like if I'm not doing that as much as often, like, I feel like I don't want to say I feel out of it, but I feel like it's like something's gonna be missing.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's
so
dope.
That's dope. So what was the first project that you put out?
That song. Yeah, facts. it's a old, so like, my real name is Raphael. My artist name is Leon Sky. So at first I went by the name of Ralph, but I spelled it differently. It was RVLPH. My last name is Velasquez, so I took the A out and added the V in, but it was still spelled the same way, whatever. So the first song specifically, I didn't even rap at all. I sang the whole thing, and that was during the time where like I was listening to like heavy Frank Ocean shit. And I was like, yo, I'm about to just sing in my first song. Whatever happens, happens. The beat was crazy, but like my vocals, it just needed some work. It just needed some work. I can't hold you. But I'm glad I did put that out, like, just because like it was my beginning, you know? Like, it was the start of something new.
That's the inception of the everything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
So that now you go into your projects, now you know we out of high school, whatever the case is. You start doing projects and you doing performances and things like that.
Yeah.
So what was the, let me see, you got Eclipsion.
Eclipsion, facts, yeah. That was the first baby. Exposure, yeah.
Exposure, Mindful Soul.
Mindful Soul.
The Story of Magnolia. Those are all your projects, correct?
Yeah, full-length projects, yeah.
Okay, okay. So,
That's work.
Yeah, work, you know what I'm saying? That's since 2020. That's 4 or 5 projects, including this one,
through
correct?
COVID.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Through COVID and all that, you know what I mean? So, so when you start doing that, how you feel about your reception, the reception to everything? Because now, at this point, you just... Now I figured that you out there, you know what I mean? And people know that you do music and you got a little following.
Yeah.
So what's the reception to your albums and everything like that?
It's been dope, bro. I can't hold you. Like, this is probably the best reception I've ever, like, received within my projects. At first, like, when I released this, like, Eclipsion, right? It started off, like, really well, too, because it was my first shit. But I came from, a small town. Like, you know, I was raised in Rochester, New York. So, like, the audience and the, like, it's just not too many people out there, you know, to, like, get too much reactions and shit. Yeah. So, like, ever since I really moved into, New York City, obviously everything started open because there were just more opportunities, more people, more.
Definitely.
The music scene is bigger. It's more vast.
Exactly. Like,
and it's picking up.
Yeah.
It's picking up right now than previous years.
Yeah. So what's that? When did you leave Rochester and come to the city?
So I left Rochester, let's say, a year. Well, it's about to be two, but over a year ago. I left in September of 2021.
That's you doing the Story of Magnolia.
Yep, and Story of Magnolia.
That's your first project, like, getting done in the city?
Yeah, I did that entire project in Rochester, and then I released it when I was still in the city.
So this project, Everybody Needs Somebody, you did
all of it
in the city. So do you feel difference? Is there, like, vibe difference and everything like that?
Nah, yeah, there is definitely a difference for sure. Because, like, back in Rochester, like, I had, let's just say this. So, like, this, I guess when it comes to a difference... The difference was mainly just the places where I had to record, because everything I did with Everybody Needs Somebody, I recorded it in my bedroom, you know. Mm-hmm. And all the other projects, Magnolia all the way down to Eclipsion, they were all done in my basement studio that I had. But other than that, like, I think what changed really the most is just, like, the connection that I made with everybody. Like, bro, like... People, I don't know why people are always saying New York City is filled with rude people. Like, I think it's the complete opposite. Like, obviously, bro, everybody has their own feels of just being mean or whatever. That's everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta pick your spots in New York, in the city. Like, in the morning, during the week, yes, it's gonna be very rude. Nobody wants to go to work.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Everybody going somewhere.
When you out and you enjoying yourself, nah, it's
everybody's happy.
Yeah, and then you run into people that's just doing, like, you run into people that's doing what you're doing. You run into your crowd, and it's like, oh, okay, they accepting of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, the music crowd is gonna be accepting of everybody because you doing music. It's like, all right, you putting yourself out there in a way that. Mad people feel like they want to do it, but they scared to do. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's what I was telling him. Like, we always wanted to be in music, but me and Cole can't rap a lick. Rapping. You know what I'm saying? We could rehearse somebody's shit and say Jay-Z word for word.
Yeah.
But I write in and coming up with flows and shit ourselves.
I'm not
and,
doing it.
So we found the podcast lane, and it's like, yo, we could talk to people like you, people like that we know that got music that's really passionate for this shit. You know what I'm saying?
And understand it.
Yeah. So, I just want to put the music right to the side for a minute. You know what I mean? I want to jump into, because he a hardworking man, you know what I'm saying? He got a lot of things that he do, you know what I mean? He also do acting, vlogs. He got a podcast himself. You want to talk about your podcast?
Yeah, so I did this podcast that I started about a couple years ago, but it's not anything like this. I wanted to do something like when it came to, like, you ever seen... I don't know his name, Barry. James Corden, like Carpool Karaoke.
Yeah.
I want to do something kind of like that. Like, drive around the city, pick up my homies that are, like, artists and shit. I had a dash cam in the corner or, like, in front of me or whatever.
That's like taxi cab.
Yeah, like a taxi cab. Yeah.
What's
that shit called? They had on
With Jerry Seinfeld.
The game, the text. He used to drive around the city, you get in, he'd give you three questions. No, he give you the three questions.
I think I know what
Taxi Cab Confessions is HBO.
That's you want to get the greatest shit. See, you want. I'm talking about that. You know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
It was a game show.
Yeah, they used to do it in the city.
But what, like, James Corden is the fat dude.
Facts.
He drive around with the actors and they'll sing and shit.
Yeah.
Remember, he had Migos on that shit.
Facts. Yeah, he had Migos.
I think it's Comedy Central or some shit.
Not Jay.
I don't know.
One of them late night shows.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely.
And he also got the show where he freestyles with people, right?
Yeah, freestyle with people.
Yeah. So you wanted to do a concept like that for your show?
Yeah, like exclude the singing part, basically. Just like just a straight up interview with just like getting to know the artist, but also just
driving around
the city, just taking them to places they've never seen before and shit. You know,
that's tough, bro.
I didn't continue on with that, like up to like only 6 episodes, and then the next season of the podcast. Since it was COVID and shit, I did everything through Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much how
you've been going along with it for now.
Yeah, at the moment, yeah.
And you feel like you're going to take a next step with it, or you're going to leave it in that phase?
No, I'm definitely going to go back to it. Yeah, definitely going back to it. I want to really, like, reamp it, like, heavily and, like, be more, like, because, like, it wasn't like this, because I had, like, a set list of questions and I followed through with it. And I feel like the best way to do it is have those questions, but also be just freestyle with it and just say what
you got to flow with the conversation as well.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's just something that I need to work on, because, bro, it was so new for me, you know, because, like I said, I'm an introvert, shit. Like, I'm a shy kind of guy. Yeah. But I'm also, like, when I'm talking to them, like, I can keep talking whenever I can't talk.
Yeah,
when you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what's the vlogs about, things like that? What you try to vlog on your everyday life? You try to vlog, because I started vlogging as well. I got like 2 vlogs right now, but
yeah,
I gotta get back into it. The last one was in August, but I gotta start doing them shits a lot more.
Yeah, no, definitely. The vlogs, basically, it's called like Above the Sky. You know, like I'm Leon Sky, then the whole shit is basically Above the Sky, and basically it's about just whatever goes on, affects throughout my day, like, honestly.
Shit is fun to do, though, bro.
Yeah, it is.
Even
feels
if you're
like
not doing it.
Mental relief.
Yeah, it's like, fuck it. If we doing shit, right, in entertainment, like, he do the rapping and the singing, and we doing podcasts, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that our audiences are interested in what we do on a daily basis, even if it ain't nothing. Like, if we sit in the crib, let's say, like you smoke, and then you throw you be like, oh, I'm about to watch the game because I got to get ready for my picks, and then I'm going to play Madden or some shit. And people will watch that shit just because they want to know more about you.
They're already interested in you.
I'm going out to dinner tonight with my girl so y'all can see what we doing tonight type shit. You know what I'm saying? And then that way it's recorded, so it's not live. They don't know where you at that specific time. You know what I'm saying? It's something that's recorded that you could put out there.
True.
And I like that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I want to get into visuals with you, though.
Of course.
Cause
I'm all about visuals.
Yeah, that's what I mean, though. His videos, like his visuals, they super clean.
Oh, wow. Thank you, man.
Super clean. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I don't know. You shoot him or you got somebody?
Man.
But your eye is, you get to say what you want, right?
It goes both ways. Like, I do get help sometimes with, like, directing on, like, which way we should go with the song. But, like, a good majority of
talk about Fine Wine.
So, Fine Wine.
That's my shit right there.
Fine Wine is filmed and directed by a friend that I met almost a year ago as well. His name is Saif Jones. Mm-hmm. He filmed it, directed it, and whatnot. And I basically just wanted just to see, like, myself on it's not like a stage, of course, but just me, like, on the sky. Like, it's basically me and the sky, like, me laying on the sky and shit. And then me just taking, like, you know, trips around the city and shit and basically whatnot. And it's basically a performance. Like, that's basically what it is. It's a performance. And also, I wanted to have it make it look like a movie feel as well. You know, and I always feel like since there's a story that's being told within my music and my lyrics, I want that same type of shit within my visuals as well.
Yeah. So you put actor in your description, right? So you got acting credits?
Actor credit, yeah.
What you did?
Well, basically, it's just me. I'm just an actor. Like, it's just me.
You know what I mean? I know what you mean by that. I know what you mean by that in your videos and shit. I'm acting, nigga. So I'm an actor, right? Or do you got like a movie that you did or like a TV show that you did?
Got you. So, like, basically, yeah, good question. So if you scroll down deep, because there's a lot of stuff in my YouTube, of course. So if you scroll down deep to my YouTube, there's a short film called The Story of Magnolia.
Okay.
It's a short film, but it's also like it blends in within all the music videos and together within the film and shit. So basically, like, I wanted to. So I got really heavily inspired to make that project specifically because of The Weeknd After Hours, just the way that he created a character. Like, I was always fascinated by that shit.
Yeah, facts.
And I'm like, bro, like, this is like, I know other artists has done this before, but I feel like he just did it so well to the point where it's just like, I got to do something within my own shit. Like make a character like Magnolia. Like,
and that artwork to that project is fire, too.
Thank you. All those visuals, by the way, I just want to give all the love to Honest Visuals. He's the one that really helped me out with those visuals with Magnolia within Waters.
Mm.
And he was literally underwater with me, bro. It's where that one part, you know.
Yeah, that especially that one, Everybody Needs Somebody, that video is so
tough. Oh, you mean Waters?
That video is so tough, especially the scene that you talk about where you like dive into it backwards type shit and he's down there. That video is tough. Let's get back to this project.
Of course.
How you feel about the reception for this project so far?
Everybody Needs Somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Amazing.
When did this drop?
December 2nd.
Okay. So how you feel about the reception?
A month, man.
About this
some
change.
Two weeks, three weeks almost.
How many visuals you got for it?
Currently it's two, and I'm working on two more at the moment.
Okay.
You trying to do the whole project?
No, just for music videos. The other ones I'm just gonna have.
4 out of 10 is that's perfect.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
So what you got coming next?
I'm healing at the moment, man. To be honest with you, nah, like I'm just taking everything step by step, man. I am focusing on bringing back Above the Sky, the next season, but probably not anytime. Probably during springtime, once that reach, maybe during the summer. Like springtime, I'll start working on it. Summertime, I'll start releasing all the footage and whatnot. But I'm just living life, getting myself more performances and whatnot. And like, I got a show coming up next Friday in Brooklyn.
Okay, where's that? I don't know where it's at, man.
I don't know the address right now. I know it's in Brooklyn.
Make sure you follow the gram. I'm gonna promote that.
There will be a flyer.
That was my next question, though. How you feel about the performing aspect of music? You know what I'm saying?
More comfortable with it?
Yes and no. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's like I get mainly comfortable once I'm like in my own world and shit. But like, before, it's always the nerves. That always gets to me. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm not gonna like it. I like to meditate. Like, meditate really helps. Like, I like to breathe in and out and like get myself focused on the present as much as I can before I do anything and shit. Cause like, that shit helps out a lot, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I talk about that within my music as well. Like, meditation is really like the key of like a lot of things, you know? And that, I feel like that specifically really helps me out with just not even just performing, but just being more present and shit.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a fact. So what else you got to tell the people that you got coming up or anything like that in that nature?
Dude, I'm currently working on a beat project just filled with beats that I'm probably going to be working with other artists as well. Like, I'm not going to be doing any rapping or singing. It's just, I'm going to make the beats and then I'm going to have artists do their thing on top of it with vocals or raps or whatever. So I'm just going to
It's your project that you're going to have other artists on it, like some DJ Khaled type shit.
Yeah, like DJ Khaled, the Alchemist type shit. So I'm just testing new creative fields, you know, at the moment. And Above the Sky is going to be hopefully coming out, like the next season is going to be coming out during the summer. And Yeah, bro. That's at the moment. That's everything. But
I'm looking to collaborate with other artists now as well. Right?
Heavily, bro. Like whatever artists I'll be meeting, bro. I'm just gonna. What if I got their gram? I DM them and I'll be like, yo, let's work. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. Shout out to the Queen B Fortune. She put them on to the pod.
Oh, shout out to Fortune.
She was like, yo, make sure you highlight them.
That's family.
It's family right there. That's Indeed. The Queen right family. There. Shout out to B Fortune, man. Give the people wherever they can find you, your Instagram. Mm-hmm. All he gotta do is give him the Instagram, cause then he got the bio in there and
Instagram's everything.
That shit leads to everything.
Opening universe up.
Yeah, so yeah, my Instagram is basically just Leon Sky Music, spelled LeonSkyMusic, Leon Sky Music.
Somewhere around here.
You know what I'm saying? That's a fact.
Yeah, everything. Like you said, everything that you want to find is definitely going to be my bio. When it comes to music, visuals, vlogs, you name it, it's going to be there. Leon Sky Music is also the same on YouTube, Leon Sky, Spotify, Apple, Pandora, iHeartRadio, whatever you got your music popping on. It's under Leon Sky.
So I think this is something new that just came to my head. We don't really ask people shit like this, but if you had a message to give people, what would you give them?
Honestly, just be close to your inner child, man, as much as you can. And
that's tough.
I feel like that's very important when it comes to just chasing your dreams and just chasing your goals and just doing whatever you want to do. Just remember, like, there's someone that was younger than you that really wanted to do this shit. So just stick with it, and then you're going to make that dude.
That's fire.
You're going to make that dude proud. That's tough. So.
That's about to be a question that I keep.
You gotta keep that. But that was
a fire answer. That's
thank you, man.
Yo,
thank you.
I really appreciate you for reaching out. One, you know what I'm saying? And showing us support.
Of course.
And I had to do the same. I had to go do my homework, support your videos, and support your music. I hit like on many of the songs, you know what I'm saying?
Love.
You know what I mean? I like different sounds, you know what I mean? And you give me a lot of different sounds. And your conversation was real dope. We appreciate you for coming on to the podcast. And this won't have to be the last time. Whenever you got something to promote or anything, hit me up, you know what I'm saying? And,
of course.
I do showcase events too. I'll hit you up to see if you want to perform at any of my events. You know what I'm saying?
I'd be happy. I would love to do that, man.
That's a fact. So for Dawn Cole, it's D-Week and Hippie, Leon Sky, man. Make sure y'all go follow everything Leon Sky, man.
Right.
Y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get up out of here.
Peace.